do we come from?
From an egg.
And the egg? Well, from a woman, of course.
Oh.
And the woman?
Claire. Claire.
No.
Claire.
No.
Claire, it's me, David.
Mercy.
You're all right now.
Have mercy on me, oh, Magna Mater.
Claire, what's the matter with her, doctor? Can't you hear me?
Send me not to... Oh, pain.
He must
pain.
Be hallucinating. The anesthetic sometimes has this disorienting effect.
Oh.
There, she's coming out of it now.
It's over, Claire. Look.
It's a girl. A beautiful baby girl.
Take it away.
Claire.
It's not mine. It's not my child.
Of course it's yours.
How can it be? It only has two legs.
And 10 fingers and 10 toes. It's all there.
Well, of course she has. Don't worry, Claire. Your baby's absolutely perfect. There, you see?
Don't you understand? Can't you see? This baby should have been born to a human.
She's asleep now. No, get up. I've given her a sedative for the night.
Will she be all right?
Physically, yes. Most women recover from a cesarean in about 8 days. Emotionally, I don't know. 26 hours is a long time to be in labor.
Dr. Borland, I've never heard Claire talk like that.
Well, she's had a pretty rough time.
But why would she reject her own baby?
Well, some women subconsciously reject the idea of motherhood. And...
But we planned this baby. A September baby, and that's when the new season starts. Most of Claire's promos are on the air by then, so...
She's going back to work right away, then, is she?
Well, she's on leave, and now that I've got a desk job...
What? No more chasing headlines?
Oh, well, Claire felt... Well, we both felt. She's been left alone too much, and with a baby... Well, we wanted everything to be just right. I mean, let's face it, I'm no help to anyone dodging bullets in Beirut.
I see. Well, there must be something else then. Perhaps the anesthetic triggered some long-buried childhood memory... Or maybe she feels she's failed.
At what?
You know, women like Claire who postpone having their babies until everything is just right. They invest a great deal in the experience, and if it doesn't live up to their expectations... Well, give her time, Dave. It's all just a matter of time.
Wait until you've taken care of the baby for a few weeks. Then you'll lose that feeling of strangeness. I felt the same way when you were born. He reminds me so much of you, Claire. She's smaller, of course. She's so small. Is she getting enough milk?
Mother, she's always hungry. It's always time to feed her. She sucks for an hour every 2.5 hours.
Oh, of course, I know that. I didn't mean to be critical.
Well, you are.
Dinner time.
Oh, did I tell you? I got a letter from the insurance people. There's no beneficiary.
Beneficiary? I don't believe this. Jell-O again?
Doctor's orders. Your tummy's in no shape yet to take on solids.
Don't remind me.
Your father never got around to signing the papers, so all the money goes to the estate. Can you believe it? Married for 35 years and I get nothing.
I can't believe Daddy would leave you nothing.
Oh, I'm not blaming your father. I should have spoken up. But I'm just not made that way. I've always been too lenient with the people I love, afraid of hurting their feelings, I suppose.
Mother, if you need help...
You know, I lie awake nights worrying about everything. Yes, I worry about you and the baby and wonder how you'll manage.
Mother, we've been through all this before. David's working regular hours now and...
You think someone who has a baby and leaves it after 2 weeks...
8 weeks.
...to go back to work...
I'm not leaving
...is
her.
Going to have the same relationship with that child as someone who has been there all along?
Mother, why can't you for once, just once, be on my side?
I am on your side.
Where I come from, the mothers stick together.
Where you come from?
I can't remember all of it. Just bits and pieces. The color of the sky. And...
Claire... Are you all right? Have you had your pain pill? I'd better ring for the nurse.
No, don't. It's nothing. It's just something I must have dreamed about while the baby was being born, you know, when they had to put me under.
Oh. Well, it was all worth it, wasn't it? The pain, I mean. I just wish your father could see her, his first grandchild.
You know, it's a beautiful dream.
I sometimes think that your father had loved me a little more.
no bones.
Claire.
I hear her.
You've been having that dream again.
There were thousands of them, David. All over the sky.
What?
Floating in an orange sky.
Oh, come on, Claire. It was only a dream.
What time is it?
3:30.
Oh.
You want me to...
No. No, I'll go.
What was it this time?
Who knows? Move over. Babies cry at night. They can't help it. It's in their blood.
Mm-hmm. Like vampires, sucking the lifeblood of their parents.
No. Don't.
Dude, what's the matter?
I'm tired.
It's been 6 weeks.
I know, but I don't feel lovable. I feel like I'm wearing someone else's skin.
It feels fine to me.
My body will never be the same. Having a baby does that, you know. David, what do you think? Do you think love between a man and woman can last forever? Come on, tell me. What do you think?
Hey, what is this, a test?
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. So am I.
David, what happens to love when children come along?
It gets better.
And when children grow up and leave?
What do you want? A guarantee? Come on. Relax.
What happens to love when there's never any time to talk?
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
We really are alien beings, aren't we?
What?
Oh, no, not again.
Well, that answers one of your questions.
Third time tonight.
What happens to love when kids come along?
What's it going to be like when I go back to work?
Hey, I'm here too, remember?
Sorry I missed the staff meeting, Jack. The baby.
No, it's okay. There's nothing wrong, I hope.
No, thank goodness. The doctor says she started teething a bit early. That's all. I guess I just overreacted.
Yeah. You want to get the door? So you've been back, what, a month? Month and a half?
2 months.
Well, look. Now, I don't want to pressure you or anything, but... Well, if we don't get those Urban Life promos packaged and on the air by the end of March, we lose the account. It's now February the 10th.
I realize that.
Claire... When you joined our little group here, it was on my recommendation.
I know that, Jack, and don't think I don't appreciate it.
You see, everybody pulls their own weight around here. I mean, look at my desk. I'm going to be here all night just going over these program schedules.
I'll try to organize my time better.
Yeah, look, I know life can be difficult for new mothers. Nights especially, I understand that. God, when Joey was a baby, I'd have given anything for a decent night's sleep.
How old is he now?
He's 10. I got a letter from his mother. Says he's doing just great. She's getting married again. you won't be late, will you?
No, of course not. No. Have mercy on me, O Magnum.
Claire, wake up.
Spare me. Release me. Vanity.
Claire, it's me. Wake up.
No. David.
It's all right, baby. I'm here.
Why did they have to send me back?
Send you back? From where? What is it, baby? What is it? Claire, we can't go on like this. I mean, between you and the baby...
Can't you take it this time? I've been up twice already, and I'm exhausted. If I don't get some sleep...
If you don't get some sleep, I lie here night after night listening to you rave on about
you
some...
You promised me you'd help take care of the baby.
I have to be at work at 8:30.
And I don't? Damn it all, David. Why is she mostly my baby?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there is something to maternal instinct. Listen, Claire, we have got...
Maternal instinct? By the time the males hatch, the mothers are long gone.
Hatch?
No, I don't mean... Why did I say that? I mean... I'll go see what she wants.
What do you mean, Claire?
I mean I just keep trying till the baby quiets down, that's all. Look at you. All beet red and damp. Crying your little heart out all alone in the dark. Ooh, little baby. Poor little thing. Oh, what a mad mother you've got. Shall I tell you of another world? Far, far away, where the babies never cry. There's an orange sky, and everywhere you look, babies, younglings, spinning their cocoons. And at night, when the two moons rise, the mothers gather by the sea, and soon the sky fills with the sound of wings, many wings. No, I understand. You take good care of him. Right. Bye.
What's for breakfast?
I can't take it anymore.
Claire, what is it?
I've been up half the night with the baby. I've got a deadline to meet, and the sitter just called to say she can't come in today.
Hey, take it easy. Take it easy.
Well, her kid's got a fever of 104. Where am I going to find someone to replace her at this hour?
Well, maybe it'd be a lot easier on everyone, Claire, if you weren't working.
And end up like my mother? No way.
Well, call her. Maybe she can take the baby.
You think I should?
And do you have a choice? Go on. Think about it, Claire. As it is, between days off and maternity leave, you've been home practically half the year already.
And you want to keep me here the other half. Terrific. That means you're going to pile all the shit work on me while you get to do all the interesting stuff.
Interesting. Interesting. Do you want to talk interesting? I used to make the front page, remember? Hell, I lived it. Now I sit in a windowless cubicle writing anonymous editorials for editors I have absolutely no respect for.
No answer.
Well, maybe she was in the bathroom. Look, if I could, I'd quit my job and stay home with the baby. Yes, yes, I would. Hell, if this were a perfect world, we'd share jobs, both of us working half-time and both at home half-time, but who in the hell is going to let us do that?
Still no answer.
Oh, she must be out.
At 7:30 in the morning?
Well, maybe she's gone away for a few days.
Not without telling me. David, I'm worried.
Well, call her super and ask him to look in on the apartment.
You think something's wrong?
No. It's just a precaution, just in case. But you check the baby, and I'll make the call.
Make sure she's okay. Not there. What do you mean he's not there?
Well, he's in the hospital, a gallbladder. His wife's gone up to the apartment with a pass key. She said she'd call back as soon as...
Mother?
Mr. Coleman?
This is Mrs. Coleman. Is my mother...
I went up to your mother's apartment, Mrs. Coleman. I rang bell and knocked. When there came no answer, I went in with key. Your mother was lying on floor, Mrs. Coleman.
Claire, what is it?
I think she has a tech of some kind.
Come right in, Mr. Coleman.
Thanks for seeing me on such short notice, Dr. Borland.
It's quite all right. I've just seen my last patient. Now, you look pretty wiped out. What's the matter? The baby still keeping you up nights?
Yes, yes, but that's not why I came to see you. It's Claire.
Don't tell me. I can guess. Running herself ragged, isn't she? Hmm? When a woman like Claire, when any woman tries to be too many things at once, well, something's bound to give.
Well, something did. Her mother's stroke, it took a lot out of Claire, and she stopped working.
Oh?
And decided to concentrate on just taking care of the baby. Well, I don't know. I thought it'd make things easier for both of us, but she's gotten worse.
In what way?
Well, for one thing, there's the dogs.
The dogs?
Can't you hear them?
The neighborhood dogs.
Barking all day long.
Driving her nuts, she says. Or she'll jump in the car the minute I get home and drive around for hours. She's not the best driver in the world, and... And if something happens to the baby,
I
never...
She takes the baby with her?
She did the last time.
Where does she go?
Claire, where have you been?
I had to get out.
Are you out of your mind? It's way past midnight. I was ready to call the cops.
She'd wake the baby.
You must have gone pretty far.
Not far enough. But it's the only way I know to keep her from crying.
I see. Well, staying home can take some adjusting, too. And let's not forget, Claire's been under a lot of stress lately.
No. It's more than that. She's been having these dreams. Strange dreams. And she talks in her sleep.
What about?
About being sent away to some cold, dark place. When we came home from the funeral, she said the strangest thing.
Do you think Mother was trying to escape?
Escape? From what?
Well, that's what I wondered. And then yesterday, when I came home from work... My God, Claire, look at this place. And there's no food in the fridge. What the hell do you do all day?
I sleep. I dream. And each time I'm able to bring more and more of it back.
Claire.
The sky. The mothers. Boneless. Yes, they must be the mothers and those other creatures. Younglings. That crawl across the purple sand.
Claire, don't.
I was born there, David. I grew up there. And then...
Stop.
I was sent away. Why? What crime have I committed?
Claire, I know it hasn't been easy for you, but... Sometimes I have dreams, too, about what life would be like if I could work differently and not limit myself.
They found her, you know.
What?
That little girl who's been missing for 2 weeks, they found her tied up and stuffed in a fridge.
Claire.
It was on TV. They said she'd been raped and strangled.
Stop it!
You know why the baby cries all the time? Why she hasn't stopped crying since the day she was born? She doesn't belong here any more than I do. Only she can't talk. Only language she has is crying, and she's crying because she knows what's waiting for her. Here. I've got to find a way back.
Well, I can't take much more of this, Doctor. It's driving me crazy. What's wrong with her?
Now, let's take it easy, son. Look, I've got an idea. Would you like some help working all this out? There's a colleague of mine who specializes in this kind of thing. Family therapist. Her name's Karlovic, Dr. Vesna Karlovic. I'll have my nurse set up an appointment. I'm sure she'll be able to help you both.
What you're feeling is not all that strange, Claire. I suppose you could call it a defense mechanism. Since yours seems to date from the birth of your child, it could be the drugs administered to you at that time triggered some memory. A memory so painful you've created this. It's fantasy world, to avoid dealing with
it. It's not a fantasy.
Well, let's find out. You do want to find out, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Good. Now, Claire, I'm going to put you under light hypnosis. So lean back and close your eyes and relax. I want you not to think of anything. Just let your mind relax and your body relax. And you're very, very relaxed now. Can you hear me, Claire?
Yes.
How do you feel, Claire?
Heavy. I feel very heavy.
Good.
The gravity on this planet drags me down.
You're an alien?
Yes.
Trapped in a human body?
A woman's body.
This is punishment for a crime or crimes committed on another world.
Yes.
Is this belief associated in some way with a past experience of any kind?
Yes.
Was it something that occurred before you were 5 years old?
Yes.
Before your first birthday?
Yes.
Did something happen at your birth that has to do with this?
Yes.
Was the experience frightening? Claire? Do you remember being born?
Yes.
Is it all right for you to recall it?
Yes.
Now, Claire, I want you to go back in time to just before you were born. Smaller and smaller. You're in your mother's womb, Claire. Just before you were born. It's warm. And it's dark. Now, I want you to tell me how you feel.
cocooned. I can't move. It's just all gray.
What sex are you, Claire?
Male. I'm a male. And I have many legs.
Legs?
All curled up against my body, but now they're shrinking. They're getting smaller and smaller. I'm losing my legs. My whole body is changing.
Changing?
I can't breathe. I'm choking. There must be a way out of here. The shell. I'll have to force it open somehow. It's too tough. I can't crack it. I'm going to die in here. What's it? It's sticky. It's something sticky softening the shell. It's coming from me. Oh, I almost got it now. I can see slivers of light. There. Oh, I can breathe. Oh, all the light hurts my eyes. What's that? What's that pumping sound? Pumping. Pumping fluid through my body. Through my veins, into my wings.
Claire.
I have wings.
Claire.
I can fly. I am flying. You can't fool me anymore. I know who I am. Look, I'm flying. I'm flying.
Mr. Coleman.
Yes.
Your wife believes she comes from another world. A world where all the creatures are born male. When they reach sexual maturity, they mate.
Mate? Mate with who?
I'm getting to that. After mating, the males withdraw into a kind of cocoon-like state. When they emerge from this hibernation, they're transformed into females. Who in time will fly off to mate with the younger generation of males. Younglings, she calls them. And the whole cycle starts again.
Oh, my God.
Her delusion is so deep-rooted, she needs psychiatric care. Let me refer you to...
No. I won't let them take you from me. I know how to get us back. Back to where we both belong. Back to...
At least she didn't suffer. It's a miracle the baby survived. Hardly a scratch on it.
But how could I let this happen?
It's not your fault.
What if Claire was telling the truth? What if there is another world and...
Pull yourself together. You've got a child to think of, Doc.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. The baby. But what if... What if the baby is...
Order! Order in the place of judgment! Karima, you have broken the circle, escaped from the place of chastening, initiated the hastening of another transgressor. Fortunately, her host body sustained little damage. However, this in no way mitigates the seriousness of your offenses, Karima.
Magna Mater, please, tell me, why was I condemned to life as a female on that primitive planet? What was my transgression?
You were found incapable of loving anyone but yourself. For chastening, you were banished to a world where love is so highly prized that those who feel its lack willingly enslave themselves for it. But how can there be love between master and slave, between creatures who, unlike us, are prisoners of their sex, who have never experienced the pains or pleasures of their opposites? That is real.
I don't understand.
You will. It is our decision, Saruman, that you must return.
No. Have mercy on me, O Magna Mater. Spare me. Release me.
Order. Order. Or I shall clear the place of judgment. Since the host body is now damaged beyond repair and cannot be revived, we must find you a new body. You will be reborn, Tarina. Take on new, off-worldly flesh. Forget all that has gone before.
Mercy! Mercy! Spare me, O Magnumator! Send me not to...
Congratulations, Joan. It's a boy. Fine, healthy boy.
A second chance. Born again, so to speak. A new host. A whole new reception. Another crack at love. This side of the vanishing point.